Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh. I'm the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Sigourney native Casey Thompson, who, with Preston McNerlin, they ran from Swaledale to Charles City in Ragbri last week in honor of fallen police officers and Charles City teenager Logan Luft. This is the second part of a two-part discussion.
And when you were out there for Ragbri, how were you trying to promote awareness of organ donation with Preston?
We both had shirts on that said Luft Cuff, and they had the green bow that represents organ donation on them. I made a Facebook post that I encourage people to share if they were an organ donor or would consider being an organ donor, how many shares it got. It got a lot. The video that's coming to town was shared on Facebook, I don't know, about 5,000 times, something like that. So, and that's what it was about. I mean, we made it known that, like, why we were running that day and what our cause was, and for people to get involved and engage themselves to, you know, do something about it, you know, be proactive and rather than sit and talk about it, you know, go out and go get your driver's license renewed or go get a driver's license that says you're going to be an organ donor.
And how did it feel having that experience there with Preston?
You know, it's always rewarding to, you know, go and run with him. And it's personally satisfying, it's spiritually satisfying, and you're helping somebody else, but, you know, a lot of people say, he helps me just as much as I help him. You know what I mean? Like that wheelchair with him in it, it will pull you down hills. I mean, it's effortless. We pick up speed. We were catching up with bikes at some points because I was going so fast. You know, so it's a team effort. I've never looked at it as anything different. You know, he helps me just as much as I help him. He gets enjoyment and satisfaction out of that just the same as I do. So.
And that distance, that was, what, probably 40-something miles or something like it?
By the time it was all said and done, by the time I ran into the town and ran to the location I was supposed to be at, I had about 45.2 miles.
And so I wonder if that's the longest distance you two have ever done?
Yep. So we've done a marathon together, and that was by far the farthest distance we've ever done. And when we go out and we train and we do runs, we don't by any means run that far. I'm a firm believer in if you run any distance as hard as you can run it, you kind of get the benefit of less miles, and you kind of save yourself for big races, and that's kind of what I'd done in preparation for this. I mean, I went out and run a couple 10, 12, 14, 15 mile runs, but nothing is this significant by any means. So,
and I imagine, I'm not sure if that part of the route, how hilly it might have been, if there was a lot of inclines or any sort of struggles.
For the latter part of the day, when we were getting closer to Charles City, I had several hills that I had encountered that were challenging. And I would have to say that my legs were so wobbly at that point, going down the hill probably hurt worse than going up them, just because they wanted to go faster than what my muscles would kind of allow. But we started to run in some hills, and we got really close to Charles City. I had to go up a couple good sized ones that were challenging. But you know, I always just look at it, and I was telling my brain, you know, when you get to a certain point there where your brain is having to tell your feet to move, that, you know, you've got to keep putting one foot in front of the other, you know, and keep going. And that's what I did. You know, but like I said, I had a lot of people out there kind of looking out for me. I had the entire state patrol was out there. Any deputy that was doing traffic control was coming up giving us high fives. And I had tons and tons of bikers that were stopping and giving me water and Gatorade, rooting me on. And, you know, the care ambulance specifically out of Iowa City was huge in getting me across, on the route. They were coming out, checking on me. I mean, I work on the ambulance service for Ragbri during the week, and my boss, Bob Libby, gave me the day off in promotion of this. So he was a huge part of this. And he could have said, you know, no, I need you on the route, but he was willing to go down to less people for the day to make that happen for us.
Were you along the Ragbri route for most of the week then?
Working? Yep, I worked the whole week on an ambulance aside from Wednesday. Yeah. So I was out taking care of bikers, and a lot of them recognized me the next day. They're like, hey, you know, you ran yesterday, didn't you? I'm like, yeah. And they're like, oh, how you feeling? And, you know, I'm feeling so-so or pretty good or whatever, you know. But it sparked a commonality between us because they recognized me from the day before.
For you and Preston, what do you think you seek to achieve with all the different, you know, races that you guys have done over the years?
Well, you know, we run for our own cause. But I think the thing that we, you know, when I when I started running with him, I never would have thought that, you know, it had grown into what it is today. I mean, you know, you kind of start a movement, and you have people that are following you, you have people that are inspired by you to go and do and help other people, and that's kind of where we went with it is, you know, if you're, as long as you're doing something, and you're doing it for the right reasons, and you can accomplish anything. And that's kind of where I went with him is, you know, I'm helping someone, and when we go out and do it, we're doing it for all the right reasons. But, I mean, there's no distance that I wouldn't try and push the kid. I mean, if you said, you know, tomorrow I want to see if you can do 100 miles, I would certainly go out and try it. And that's just because, you know, if you're committed to the cause, if you're committed to the process, you know, good things will happen. But you got to, like I said, you got to be doing it for all the right reasons. We don't do it for money. We don't do it for publicity. We don't do it for, you know, for any other reason other than to kind of go out and run for good causes and to try and promote other people to help other people in times of need.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Casey Thompson. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.